So this morning, I decided to cook, which I don't do, if you know me very well, because, you know, it's hot and you can get burned. So I like try to avoid that. But I thought I can fry up a little bit of ham and throw a scrambled egg and no problem. And as soon as I started to do it, all of a sudden I hear beep, 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 beep. I go, oh my gosh, there's not that much heat and not that much smoke. And I turned off the clock alarm, so it can't be that. And I went into the hallway and stood looking at the smoke alarm, but it didn't have anything going on. And then I looked over into my office, and there was my cat sitting on my keyboard. Beep, 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 beep. Signing in the longest password in history. Now, I've tried to get into my computer sometimes, and I can't because she has signed in the best encrypted password. And so then I try to backspace out of it, and it's like, I think it must have just gone into the next block or something because I can't even find the end of the thing. And so I end up having to turn off the computer and take out the battery. But as soon as we start working with our computers, and we've got all this important information stored in there, we're like, what if it doesn't come back on? Oh my gosh. And we move into the next story of uncertainty. What if I lose all that information? You say, well, you know, you can be certain if you would put it in a cloud, whatever that means, or if you would back it up or something like that. But it's like, well, what if I lose it on that little disk that I backed it up on? And what if the cloud clears? What am I going to do then? It was a sunny day. Where am I going to go? So we, you know, it's like we're sitting in these lessons of, you know what, you all want to believe that everything is figured out and it's certain. You've watched too many situation comedies and dramas and read too many books where it all gets wrapped up at the end and everybody's happy or not, but we don't like the unresolved movie, story, book, we just don't like it. And there's a reason we don't like it, because we want to know that this all got figured out once and for all, and we're done. Does anybody have a life like that? We don't. And if you think about all the uncertainty in your life, how many times you thought, okay, I know who that person is. I am so done with that person. I will never deal with that person again. They show up again in your life, and they're a different person. They've evolved. They actually changed. And it's like, oh my gosh. They are not who they were before, and neither am I. And it's been because of all the uncertainty and all the things that kind of look like an explosion that I evolved and they evolved. And that this has actually been on purpose. So instead of resisting, I don't know what's going to happen next. We embrace it. And we also have to embrace, I'm probably not going to like everything that happens next. But if I look back on my life, everything I didn't like that happened seemed to pull forth another part of me with a new perspective. And it also seemed to shake me loose of what I thought was for certain and for sure. When I look at people arguing about religion or politics or government, they're just like, but this is right. This is absolutely, I've got it. And you're wrong. This is it. And people fight and fight over it. And then one day you meet the person who was so sure of what their religion had taught them and what they believed, and all of a sudden they don't believe it at all anymore. Something happened. Something that didn't make sense anymore, some deep, dark night of the soul that made them go beyond a construct, that made them go deeper and find out that there's more to themselves, and that if they had an intermediary between who and what they were, that it was probably going to have to get kicked out of the way. If they had given their power away to somebody else, that probably isn't going to be supported. And that's why a lot of times people will choose the beliefs that they believe because they want some certainty. They want somebody to say, this is how it is, this is what's going on, this is who's right and who's wrong, and that's how it works. So when the new pope comes into the Catholic Church and starts softening the message and starts talking about compassion and being open and who am I to judge whether it's good for this or that to happen, I think I shared with some of you before that my brother-in-law said, well, he's the pope, he's supposed to tell us what to do. That's his job to do that. And I think a lot of people look at that. As that. You know, we want somebody to tell us this is how it is and know something for sure. So today what we're doing is we're exploring the fact that we don't know for sure anything. We know where we're residing right now. We know what we think we know right now. But something is always pulling us deeper. Something is always taking us to a new level of understanding. Something is inviting us home behind the stories. And any story that gets in its way, we'll notice all throughout history and all throughout the world, seems to have to come through this destruction period, where first it looks like everything's going wrong, and then out of it comes a new level of understanding and something much better. But we're always uncomfortable with the explosion. We're always uncomfortable with when it needs to be torn down within ourselves and within our societies, within our government, within our world. We're very uncomfortable with it when it's the messy part, because we're not certain of how it's going to turn out. Because in our minds, it's all about good and evil. And it's one or the other. And in reality, things that we've named evil have actually shown up in our lives to kind of bring up for ourselves, is there any aspect of that in me? Is it time for me to look at myself and clear away anything that looks like that? Somebody brought this up in class the other day, that when we looked at what Hitler did, it wasn't isolated to that area, to that person. It couldn't exist within one person. And I called it instead a pimple on the face of humanity, where racism existed then and still exists today. But it's always going to show up, and it's going to look like, oh, wow, what's going on in this one city? But it's really not what's going on in this one city. It's what's going on in the consciousness within each individual so that we can look at it and clear it up in ourselves, and look at it again. It's not going to go away. And we have stepped up another level, but we may have to step in another level again. And when we talk about we want peace because peace feels like a certainty, we keep waiting for somebody outside of us to show up with it and hand it to us. And say, I've got a government that ensures peace. And there is no such thing. Because peace is something that only can exist within us. As I said last week, you can't have a war on violence, okay? And you can't have a war on poverty. You can't have a war on anything. You have to instill in yourself those qualities of abundance and peace and love and compassion. Going and getting yourself all riled up to go after something, to fix it, isn't going to fix it. We talk about the power that's within us, but we don't often sit and visualize what it is we'd really love. We talk about the power of prayer, but so often it doesn't occur to us that when something is in disruption, that's disruption and destruction tied together. If whenever that happens, I'm supposed to do this really short, right? These two are leaving early. So I'm doing word combining today. From now on, if I say something weird, just know two words or three have now joined. So whenever it happens, to say, this is part of my personal and spiritual evolution, and it is part of the personal and spiritual evolution of everyone everywhere. And to relax into uncertainty, because that's the reality. Who wants to be on an adventure where you know exactly what's going to happen all the time? Who you're going to meet, when you're going to meet them, what time it's going to happen? Read a book. It's like, I so saw that coming in chapter 1, and I'm on chapter 20. Who wants that book? Nobody. Every time in my life that something has seemed like it's fallen apart, it's become part of the fabric and texture and richness of my life. It has moved me forward. At the time, I did not enjoy it. But as it seems to be a cycle of that going on, I'm getting much more comfortable with it. I'm relaxing with it. It doesn't mean I'm not flaring up. It doesn't mean that I'm not having moments of like, oh my gosh, what the heck's going on? It doesn't mean that that's not happening, but not like it used to. Not when I was very young and I didn't have a pattern of it behind me. I didn't have a history of it behind me. So I said one of the things that's good about journaling is it shows you your patterns all the time. It shows you the things that you keep working on all the time. It's the bad thing about a journal is like, oh my gosh, why am I still working on that? And who was it this time? Because it sounds just like the story of five more behind it. And then we get down to a lot of what's going on is the original hurt, where a child within us got hurt and was so uncertain. Because one of the things, and we were talking about this the other day at breakfast, one of the things is the child really does live in absolute uncertainty, has no idea of how that situation is going to be different down the road, doesn't know what's even possible other than what people are saying to them is possible. And given when a lot of us were growing up, what was possible for little boys versus little girls was really different too, okay? But look at how the world has changed. Look how the family units have changed. Look how our world has changed. Then look back and see all the disruption as it came about and all the good that came out of it. I think when you talk about Armageddon, when we're studying the Bible, which I know we all do every day, I know, it's about a destruction of everything that was fake or false having to be torn down so something real can be built. So when there's aspects of ourselves, our overdeveloped social self, we may create a facade with nothing underneath it at all. And therefore, the uncertainties that happen are helping us to see what it is that we could let go of. A lot of living this life is about letting go. What do I really need? It's about letting go. It doesn't mean that we have to live such a simple, simple life that we go live in a little room and we never get around people. We're not talking about that. There have been times when that's been very tempting. But the reality of it is, there's so many conversations in your head, you might as well have other people to distract you. So you get out of that little room. It's like, I can't stand this. I know every day I'm going to get up and have a conversation with that one again. Can you imagine? No TV, no conversation. So then we start to say, you know what? I kind of like it that I move out into a world where I really don't know what's going to happen next. It's kind of an adventure. I can either resist life or I can embrace life. I can see it as something that's happening to me. I can see it as something happening through me. I can see it as something I always have to react to, or I can see it as something I respond to. I can see it as I don't know what's going to happen in the future, I don't know what's going to happen in the past, or I can just say, you know what, I'm just going to sit in this present moment and see what it's got for me. Because that's all there is. This moment, and the next one, and the next one. And I can handle each moment. And something inside me wants to express fully. And I feel that. And every time I try to take it down a path that isn't true to me and what it is, every time I leave home without it, it gets my attention. And usually it has to get my attention in a way that isn't necessarily considered positive by my personality. But then if I switch up my story, I find that it can be a positive experience. If I start to take my hands off of how it's going to happen, it seems as if something good begins expressing, but when I try to make it happen, it eludes me. Because I want to know when and what and how it's going to happen so I can start making plans. And it doesn't work that way. Instead, it moves away from me. It's like I'm chasing something that goes away. I'm shopping for it. I'm searching for it. I'm online for it. It's going away. And then surprisingly, it pops up in my life. It's like, wow, you heard me, but I was getting in the way of it. Every good thing that's come into my life has been when I spent the least amount of time trying to make it happen. And when I try to make it happen, it totally eludes me. So I've learned to live in the not knowing when or how or why, but to just live in the present moment, knowing that my life is unfolding, I'm on an adventure, and I am a willing, willing student. And I'm so glad that I can pick up that little girl and say, guess what you do when you get older? Guess what you did? And we all have that little one within us. And we're all holding her and him and say, look at the ride you've been on. I'm going to take that as a yes, and we will end the talk right there. Thank you very much.